In Cincinnati, a university president and a winning basketball coach squared off, and the winning coach lost, if you call a seven-figure severance package losing. It's, of course, a sign of the times that the demonstrable primacy of a university president over a big-time successful athletic coach is considered news. And the coach in question is Bob Huggins, the University of Cincinnati's basketball coach for 16 seasons. Paul Dougherty is a sports columnist for the Cincinnati Inquirer. And, Paul Dougherty, why did Nancy Zimfer, the president of the university, want Huggins out?
She brought in with her, when she came to the university in October 2003, a zeal for improving the university's academic standing, and she felt that the image of the basketball program, even though it was wildly successful nationally, was at odds with the image that she wanted to cultivate as for having UC as an academic institution.
And then the coach contributed his own image problems.
He didn't help himself. If you're referring to the DUI he got in June of 2004 and his sideline demeanor and the general perception nationally that he ran an outlaw program full of quote-unquote thugs.
The university president actually gave Huggins an ultimatum and a deadline this afternoon. He had to make up his mind whether he wanted to quit or be fired.
Well, it was yesterday. They sent a letter. The university sent a letter to Huggins' attorney, and that's what they said. You have 24 hours from receipt of this letter, essentially, to quit, to resign, or be fired. If you resign, you get $3 million. If you do not resign and say you've got to fire me, you get close to $2 million. And he chose the former option.
Not exactly a horrible choice for one to face.
No, I'd like somebody to give me $3 million to resign. I might have to think about that.
I recall Bob Huggins speaking a few years ago about the new realities of college basketball players. They're going to be inner-city kids without much successful schooling. I didn't hear very much scholar-athlete rhetoric coming from him at the time.
I think he was being very honest. I think that is the reality of the situation in 90% of the places you go across this country that have big-time college basketball. I think that's true.
That a lot of colleges are recruiting kids with little expectation that they'll actually graduate from college.
I think that's been true for quite some time.
Well, over the long run, is the University of Cincinnati community, you think, going to approve of what might turn out to be a lower-profile and less successful basketball program?
I think if you ask the UC community as a whole, yes, provided that the academic standards go up the way the president envisions they will. I think if you talk to the faction of people who live for Big Monday and March Madness, no, they've been spoiled. Bob Huggins took the basketball team to the NCAA tournament 14 years in a row. Only two other coaches have a longer run than that. So it depends on who you talk to, I guess.
This was big news in Cincinnati?
It's huge. It's in terms of sporting happenings here, it's probably second only to Pete Rose getting kicked out of baseball in 1989.
Not a very noble story either, I might add.
No, it's not. And ironically, today is the day, August 24th, 1989, when Bart Giamatti decided that Pete was no longer a member in good standing.
Well, Paul Dougherty, thanks a lot for talking to us.
You're welcome.
It's Paul Dougherty, who's sports columnist for the Cincinnati Inquirer, on the termination today of Bob Huggins as basketball coach at the University of Cincinnati.